My name's David Schanzer. I'm a professor of the practice at Duke University, the Sanford School of Public Policy. I also run a center that is interinstitutional with between Duke, UNC, and RTI International called the Triangle Center on Terrorism and Homeland Security. And the name of my project is Community Policing Strategies for Countering Violent Extremism. Well, in August of 2011, President Obama put out a strategy for dealing with violent extremism, which called for the development of partnerships between government and communities, and more specifically law enforcement organizations and communities, to help build resilience against violent extremism. So one of our research questions is, well, this national strategy has called for this, but how many local law enforcement agencies are doing it? What specifically, what kinds of tactics and strategies to engage with communities do they use? Which types of threats do they see this as being effective against, and which types not? So there's a lot of open questions about how effective the strategy can be if we don't really even know what law enforcement agencies are doing. So our project is designed to try to fill the gap in our knowledge in that regard. We have three stages. We're going to be doing a nationwide survey, then intensive follow-up interviews with a small subset of the chiefs of police, and then we're going to do 8 site visits. So the survey will be the broadest. We're going to be able to do 100% of the law enforcement agencies that are above a certain size, and then we'll do random sampling of smaller law enforcement agencies. So we'll try to get it both, but no, we're not going to touch every law enforcement agency in the country. We're also going to then, for our more intensive studies, the interviews, the focus groups, and the communities, we'll be trying to pick groups that are taking different approaches so we can try to compare them. So we might have one site where the main concern is Al-Qaeda-inspired terrorism, and they are very deeply engaged with the community. We'll try other places that maybe they see the bigger threat as right-wing anti-government terrorism, and they're actually using more surveillance techniques to deal with them, and they're not trying to engage. And we'll come up with different varieties so we can try to get some insights into what they're doing and what their potential effectiveness. Well, I think another interesting angle of the project is our focus groups, where we'll be going to specific communities and doing focus groups of both community members and then separately of the law enforcement agencies. So we'll begin to try to learn, in a somewhat unscientific way, but at least a start, at whether the perceptions of the community as to what law enforcement are doing is similar to the perceptions of law enforcement and their engagement with the community. So I think that will be a really interesting part. And I'm expecting we'll see actually very differing perceptions from those different groups. So we'll be eager to report on those results. I don't think we'll be able to, quote, validate exactly what is a best practice, but we will certainly have been exposed to a wide variety of different policing strategies, and we'll certainly have recommendations to make as to which practices, you know, we think are likely to be effective. And hopefully we'll develop a best practices manual that might be helpful to law enforcement agencies that do want to go down this route for dealing with the potential extremism problems.